Proclamation number 4853 of 7th of March, 1950. Prevalence of sin. Sin will prevail and people will live in lust and sin without a sense of responsibility, for Satan rules the world and people are in bondage to him. And they willingly follow his whisperings, weakly and without resistance they succumb to his temptations. They fulfill the body's desires and have nothing in abhorrence. Sin entices them and thus people sink into their mire. It is coming to an end. Anyone who pays attention to people's behavior also knows what hour has struck, that the earth is ripe for destruction and that people forget their purpose of life on earth and thus stand before the abyss. Satan has them completely under his control and they no longer offer him any resistance, they acknowledge him as their Lord and do what he demands of them. In sin people will suffocate, in sin they will perish, for in the midst of the enjoyment of life they will find their end, as it is written. And so I call out to people, one day you will all live to answer for your thoughts and actions and words. You will all be judged according to your will and your works. Do not fall into sin. Keep yourselves pure and detest evil, so that sin does not become your ruin, so that it does not drag you into the abyss. Do not dull the admonisher within you. Listen to the voice of conscience which warns you against every bad thought and every bad action. Pay attention to its voice and follow it. Do not easily ignore sin but remember him who will judge you one day, who is just and punishes every sin because it demands atonement. Do not let yourselves be tempted by the attractions of the world, and do not fulfill your body's every desire, for it tempts you to sin. Keep yourselves pure and remember that you cannot stand before my eyes if you fall into sin and do not detest it. Free yourselves from Satan, who tempts you if you do not resist him. Sin has great power over you and therefore you should be aware of it, for you thereby commit yourselves to my adversary and distance yourselves from me, and this means eternal ruin for you. Amen.